to the second chapter of Hilchos Deos. In most standard Rambams, this will be on Yud Beis Amud Beis, side 12b or 24, it may be numbered in your Rambams. The Rambam in the first chapter discussed character, and he said in each thing there is an extreme, and generally speaking, we're supposed to follow the middle path and not go to either extreme. The Rambam starts off with the first halacha discussing somebody who finds himself not in the middle, but finds himself in one extreme. And he starts off with an analogy to physical sickness. We begin now. Choli haguf toamim hamar masok u'masok mar. People who have a bodily illness taste something that is bitter as if it was sweet, and something sweet appears to them to be bitter. Yesh min acholim mishim esavim v'toev l'machalos she'enan ru'uyin la'achila. In certain conditions, in certain illnesses, the sick person desires to eat foods that are unfit to be eaten. Kigona ofer va'pechem, like for example, earth or charcoal. The sonei macholos atovim, and he dislikes good food. Kigona pas va'basar, like bread or meat. Hakol afi rov acholi, and it all depends on how sick he is. Now we make the analogy with a emotional or spiritual sickness. Kach b'nei adam shenafsho seyam cholos. There are also people in the same way whose souls are sick. Misavim v'ovim adeus haros. They desire and love bad character. V'sonim aderach atova. They dislike the good way. Misatzim lo lachas ba. They're too lazy to follow in the good path. V'kved aleim l'maod v'fichoyim. It seems very difficult to them because of their illness. V'chein Yeshayahu omer. Similarly, the prophet Yeshayahu said, Banashim alalu, concerning such people. Hai, woe! Ha'omrim l'ra tov, u'l'tov ra. They say to that which is bad, it is good, and to that which is good, it is bad. Samim choshech la'ar, they make darkness into light, v'yor l'choshech, and light into darkness. Samim mar l'masok, they make the bitter into the sweet, u'masok l'mar, and the sweet into the bitter. Alayim ne'mar, concerning them, the pasuk says, ha'ozim archos yosher, they forsake the straight paths, lalechas v'darchei choshech, and they go in the ways of darkness. Mahi tekanas cholei nefashos. What is the cure to the sickness of the soul? Yeichu etzel hachachamim shein rofei nefashos. They must go to the pious sages who are the doctors of the souls. V'yirapu chalyom b'deos, and they will cure their illness of character. Shemalam b'mosam, they will teach them, achiachzirum l'derech atova, until they return them to the good path. Those who recognize that they have bad character traits and they do not go to the sages to be cured, King Solomon says concerning such people, wisdom and words of rebuke wicked people despise. Now in Halacha Beis, the Rambam discusses what the cure is. The Ketzer Yirufasam, what is their cure? Mishu Balchema, if a person has a very bad temper, Amram Lo, we tell him, Lahanig Atzmo, to conduct himself, in the other extreme. Shimhuka V'kulal Lo Yagish Kal, even if someone hits him, or curses him, he shouldn't feel it at all. He goes to the opposite extreme. You should go in this opposite way for a long time until that anger is uprooted from his heart. Another example. Maya Gvale, if he was somewhat arrogant, he should conduct himself in a very lowly way. The Yeshiv Lamatim and Akol, he should sit on the bottom seat, the lowest level. He should wear ragged clothes that are embarrassing to those that wear them, or similar things, until he uproots the arrogance from him. Then, once after going into the extreme and being there long enough, then he returns to the moderate path, which is the good path. Once he goes back to the moderate path, he will follow it for all of his days. And in the same approach he should use for all other character traits. If he was too far on one side, he should go to the other extreme, And he should conduct himself for a long time that way, until he returns to the good path, which is the moderate way, which is in each and every character trait. Halacha Gimel. The Yesh Deos. Now there are certain characteristics that a person is not supposed to follow a moderate path. He should deviate from one extreme and go towards the other extreme. What are these traits? This is arrogance. That's one of them. It's not the proper way just to be plain humble, which is in between being arrogant and having absolutely no feeling about yourself. He should be very lowly of spirit. That is to say, very humble. He should have a very low spirit. That means that he has no arrogance whatsoever. Therefore it says concerning Moshe Rabbeinu, Anav miyod, very humble. V'lonema anav buvad, it doesn't simply say humble. Therefore the sages said, Mi'od, mi'od, havei shval ruach, be very, very lowly in spirit. V'yoramro, also the sages said, Shekolam agbialibo kofar biker, whoever has an arrogant heart is denying God. Shenemers, it says, V'ram levavcha, if your heart is high and mighty and arrogant, v'shachachtos Hashem alakecha, and you'll forget the Lord your God. You only think about yourself. You're number one, and there is no God. You forget it. They also said, excommunicated should be one who has arrogance, even a little bit. Now, even though in the previous chapter he said you shouldn't go to an extreme, even when it comes to humility, that extreme there is referring to someone like maybe he's so humble that he goes around wearing rags, as the Rambam mentioned before, and really gets on a level that he doesn't even take care of himself properly. That is not what the Rambam means here. That extreme you shouldn't follow, even when it comes to humility, unless there's a reason for it. As he mentioned before, to cure the opposite tendency. But otherwise, he means to go more towards the extreme of humility, and to be not just moderately humble, but very humble. And the same is true now about the next characteristic that the Rambam talks about, as we continue. Anger is a very bad trait. A person should go to the other extreme from anger. He should teach himself not to be angry, even over something that it's fit being angry over. Now again, in the previous chapter, the Rambam said you shouldn't go to an extreme in anger. But there he explains, the extreme in not being angry is you act as if you're dead and you don't feel anything. And that could be downright dangerous to yourself. So the Rambam doesn't mean that you nothing bothers you and somebody can do anything to you. On the other hand, what the Rambam is talking about is that you should, in fact, go to more of an extreme and not allow yourself to be angry. As he continues, v'mrotzalat le'ema banavot neveso olal hatzibur m'hayapanis. If he wants to show anger at his household, his children, or the congregation, if he is in a communal leadership position, he wants to show anger to them in order to improve their ways, he should show himself as if he's angry in order to rebuke them, but he should feel calm within his own heart, like a person who is just imagining that he's angry in the time of his anger, but he's really not angry. In other words, it's okay to show anger. Let's say if your child is doing something wrong and you want to show them that it's very bad, it's all right to show the anger. But you should really be calm inside. Amar Chachamim, the sages said, HaRishonim, the first sages said, Kol HaKoyes Kilu Ovid Avodas Kochavim. Whoever gets angry, it's as if he's worshipping idols. Because if he had faith in God, he would understand that what happens to him is part of God's plan. He would react without anger. He'd react as he should react. He'd react according to the criteria the Torah sets for. But he wouldn't lose his self-control. The Amr of the sages also said, whoever gets angry, if he's wise, his wisdom goes away. Mimenu. If he's a prophet, his prophecy goes away from him. People are always angry. The lives are not lives. They have miserable lives. Therefore, the sages commanded to keep far away from anger, that he should conduct himself in such a way that he doesn't even feel those things that usually anger people. This is the good road, the good payoff. The derech atzadikim hein aluvim vin and olvim shomem chaposim vin mashivim osim yavos nechem bisurim. This is the root of the righteous people. They accept insults, but they don't insult in return. They hear people saying bad things about them, they don't answer. They serve God out of love, and they accept joyously suffering. Balei mekosavam, concerning them, Scripture says, v'yohavav ketzitz Hashem shpik v'raso. Those that love Hashem shall come out like the sun in all of its strength. Halacha Dalet. The Rambam continues on more specific matters concerning character. La'olam yarbanu mishtika. A person should always do a lot of silence. Be silent often. He shouldn't talk except if it's wisdom or things that he needs for his body. Amar Rav, Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he said about Rav, the disciple of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the holy rabbi, author of the Mishnah, he never spoke useless, empty words. That's what most people talk. Just meaningless trivia. Even in things that you need for your body, you shouldn't speak a lot. The sages commanded and said, whoever speaks a lot leads to sin. They said, I found nothing good for the body as much as silence. Even in words of Torah and in words of wisdom, you shouldn't be verbose. You should speak a few words, but with a lot of content. The sages commanded and said, a person should always teach his students in a short way. If you have a lot of words and a little content, this is folly. Even if you're speaking words of Torah, it's still a foolish way to do it. Concerning this, it says, a dream comes with many matters, and the voice of a fool with many words. The Rambam continues in Halacha 5 on the theme of silence. Siyad l'chachma shesika, a fence that protects wisdom is silence. And now he explains what that means. L'fikach, lo yumar l'hashiv, you shouldn't quickly respond. See, that's how the silence protects the wisdom. If he responds too quickly, he may make a mistake. He thinks about it before he responds, so it protects the wisdom. Lo yabal adab, you shouldn't speak a lot, because he may make a mistake that way. And this way he weighs his words carefully. V'ilam l'tamidim b'shuva v'nachas, b'lo tzaika b'lo arichas l'ashim. When you teach students, you should teach in a gentle way without shouting at them and without being verbose. Shlomo Shlomo, this is what King Solomon says, Divrei Chachamim b'nachas tishmarim. The words of the wise are heard in nachas, in quietness, in a quiet, gentle way. Halacha Vav. The Rambam continues now with the more specific laws concerning character. A person is not supposed to be smooth-tongued and seductive in his words, trying to smooth-talk people into things which aren't really true. This means he shouldn't be talking one way in his heart but feeling another way in his talking one way in his mouth and feeling another way in his heart. The inside and the outside should be the same. What he feels in his heart, he should speak with his mouth. You're not allowed to, literally this means to steal the mind of any person, even a non-Jew. What that means is he's not allowed to fool them. Even when we're not talking about fooling them in monetary things, as the Rambam gives an example. Okay, said how so? This is actually a monetary example, but there'll be other ones soon that aren't necessarily monetary. You shouldn't sell a non-Jew meat of a carcass and tell him that it's the meat of an animal that was slaughtered, even though there's no such thing as non-kosher for a non-Jew, but still it's better an animal that was slaughtered. And if you mislead him, that's stealing his mind, and that's forbidden. Similarly, a shoe made out of the leather of an animal that died by itself, as opposed to one that was slaughtered, which is a better animal. He shouldn't insist that his friend eat by him, and he knows his friend doesn't want to eat by him. So he's pretending to really like his friend so much that he really wants him for his meal, but he knows he's not going to come anyway. So he's showing a false friendship. You shouldn't try to get him to take gifts if you know that he doesn't really want the gifts. You're pretending that you want to give him the gifts, but you know good and well he's not going to take it. Let's say you have a big barrel that you're planning to open up anyway, a barrel of wine, to sell. You're not supposed to pretend to a friend and say, oh, my friend, you're here, I'm going to open this special barrel to you, just for your sake. Which, again, is being dishonest and deceptive. Similarly, any deceptive practices of that sort. Even one word of seductiveness and of stealing someone's mind, deception, in other words, is forbidden. But true lips, a good spirit, a pure heart, pure of anything evil. A person shouldn't be overly jovial, and kidding around all the time too much, nor should he be sad and depressed, but just joyful. This is what the sages said. Too much joviality and lightheadedness, levity, leads a person to sexual immorality. A person shouldn't be overly laughing, nor should he be sad and mourning. He should be pleasant, accept every person with a pleasant face. He shouldn't be greedy, looking for money, nor depressed and not doing any work at all. A person with a generous eye. The basic, he looks at others in a good way, in other words, but he does just a little bit of business, as much as he needs. The rest of the time he studies Torah. The small amount of material things that he has, that's his lot, he's happy with it. A person shouldn't be someone who's always getting into fights, someone who's always envious, someone who's always looking for pleasures, someone who's always looking for honor. The sages said, envy, lustfulness, and desire for honor take a person out of this world. The rule of the matter is, follow the moderate path in each and every characteristic. So that all of your characteristics should be centered right in the middle. This is what Shlomo HaMelech says, Paleis Mago Raglacha V'chol Rechacha Yichaveinu. Set the ways of your feet straight, and all of your paths shall be straight. In other words, walk the moderate path.